There's been a big fall in the number of TV licences sold last month compared to this time last year, down 30% in licences for July compared to July last year. Renewals are down 23%. First-time licence sales are down 35%. It means that RTE has now lost almost €2.5 million in TV licence revenue since the RTE board said that RTE's highest paid presenter, Ryan Tuberty, was paid €345,000 more than RTE management had told the public and the Oireachtas between 2017 and 2022. In a statement today, RTE's Director General Kevin Backhurst said, "I'm very grateful to those who have continued to buy a TV licence during a period when events have cast such a dark shadow over RTE. They have every right to feel let down." Let's talk now to Seamus Dooley, Irish Secretary of the National Union of Journalists. Seamus Dooley, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call again today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
Your reaction to that fall, it had been a continuing trend throughout July, and now we know the full extent for the month.
Yeah, it's clearly worrying, and I think it is, as the Director General has acknowledged, a response to recent developments. But it is part of a trend. It is important to note that there was a Ireland has one of the highest evasion rates in Europe, that 15%, and then there's another 15% who are deemed not to have devices or sets. So while it is significant and deeply worrying, and particularly worrying for those working in RTE, I think it is part of a wider trend as well, and it is presents major challenges for RTE. It should also present challenges for government as well, because the wider trend is a consequence of political failure to deal with the issue of collection. And I don't think you can talk about this drop without discussing that whole issue of funding. The two are related.
Yes, but in the short term, a drop of that much, what does it mean for RTE?
Well, I think it raises questions in relation to the ability to deliver the public service that RTE does so well. And I would echo the call to the public to recognise that what has happened is being addressed. It's not just about presenter pay. There are huge failings at corporate level in RTE. There are two government bodies engaged in that review. And I would hope that the public will stick with RTE and stick with RTE journalists in particular. I acknowledge that there are trust issues here, and trust once broken is very hard to secure. I also think government has to look at seriously some form of measures to ensure that RTE is able to continue providing the public service that politicians want.
Does that mean, for example, if license fees continue to fall in the number of people paying them, or even if they stay the same, and that gap isn't bridged by increase in commercial revenue, how is the gap going to be filled? By government?
Well, I think government has an obligation in this. And the reality is, we had the spectacle of Dáil committees where there was legitimate concern expressed. There was commitment to public service broadcasting. There was a lot of rhetoric. But I can't emphasise enough that, you know, there is an onus on politicians who haven't dealt with properly with the issue of funding to step up to the plate on this issue now. I absolutely would lead the criticism in relation to corporate governance failure in RTE, but there's also a political challenge here, and I can't emphasise the importance of ensuring that services are maintained.
Okay.
I also think that there was an inevitable pile-on in the immediate aftermath of the revelations, and I am concerned if that continues. I would hope that people may live with it, but also I'm concerned at the amount of inquiries and the amount of pressure on RTE means that so much time is spent on process that actually there's a bit of a stagnation in terms of actually doing the job.
As Tommy Mescal was reporting in the Bulletin, the Fine Gael TD Alan Dillon, who's a member of the Oireachtas Media Committee and the Dáil Public Accounts Committee, has called on RTE to publish a number of reports, four of them which were commissioned during the recent controversy. The Grant Thornton report into payments to Ryan Tuberty from 2017 to 19, an internal RTE review into Tuberty, into his payments from during the same period, a report into Toy Show the Musical, and a report into the voluntary exit schemes. Now, in a statement earlier this week, RTE said that the Grant Thornton review is still ongoing. Do you know why there's been a delay in the publication of these four reports?
Well, you can publish a report that is not completed, and I've had it confirmed that it's a Grant Thornton Consultative Report is not completed. I don't know why the others have not been completed or have not been published. And I am in favour of openness and transparency. But there does come a time when we actually have to allow the key bodies established by government to do their work. And I would be a bit concerned if we spend August having more and more encores of the same. I think that what we need now is reflection on how RTE continues to do the job it does to make sure that the report, the investigations ordered by government are carried out. By all means, publish the report, but actually a period in which we look at what we want from our public service broadcaster and how we are going to enable that objective to be achieved is what is really needed at this stage.
Seamus Dooley from the National Union of Journalists, thank you for speaking with us.